This is DJ Bennett with the Kill Radio Weekly News from Harpers.org and from the Kill Radio News team. Let's begin here with something that I picked up from Common Dreams. This is about a Canadian study published in the journal Psychological Science, which reveals that people with conservative beliefs are likely to be of low intelligence. There's plenty of research showing that low general intelligence in childhood predicts greater prejudice towards people of different ethnicity and sexuality in adulthood. Open-mindedness, flexibility, trust in other people, all these require certain cognitive abilities. Understanding and accepting others, particularly different others, requires an enhanced capacity for abstract thinking. But this new study, which is pretty robust, shows that prejudice tends not to arise directly from low intelligence, but from the conservative ideologies to which people of low intelligence are drawn. Conservative ideology is the critical pathway from low intelligence to racism. Those with low cognitive abilities are attracted to right-wing ideologies that promote coherence and order and emphasize the maintenance of the status quo. Now, what that essentially means is that people with lower cognitive abilities, however you define that itself, low IQ or whatever, they're people who want things to be real simple. They want things to be black and white. They want to be able to delineate decisions quickly. And they don't like gray areas at all because that confuses them, because they don't want to have two sides. So this isn't to say that conservatives are stupid. It means that they tend to be led very easily by people who think in black and white terms. And obviously, right now, we are seeing a form of republicanism and conservatism, which is as low-grade intelligence as it could possibly be. It's these people who are trying to limit other people's freedoms because that's far too much for them to accept. So, as un-PC as it is to say, when you're dealing with people who are extremely conservative, you have to remember that you're dealing with people who aren't very bright to begin with. No wonder you can't get them to change their minds. No wonder they think facts are stupid. No wonder they're not interested in evidence. They simply don't have the cognitive ability to comprehend what that means. But it isn't just the right. I also want to talk briefly here about how in 1992, Congress mandated funding of complementary and alternative medicine. Now, this would tend to come mostly from the left. They established an office at the National Institutes of Health for a complementary and alternative medicine department. Now, this is because Americans spend lots and lots of money on alternative medicine protocols and products. Something in the neighborhood of $34 billion a year is spent on this stuff. So when Congress mandated the funding of an office to study alternative medicine, they started with a budget of $2 million. In 2011, that budget is now, what is it? The budget is now in the neighborhood of $131 million for this year, which means that between 1992 and 2012, we've spent $1.6 billion on alternative medicine. Essentially, what the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, NCCAM, with a budget of $134 million, essentially, this is set up in order to run studies on whether alternative medicines, alternative health protocols, work. So taxpayer dollars have been spent testing botanicals, testing yoga, testing magnets, testing distance healing for diabetes, HIV, cancer. What's most troublesome about this use of taxpayer dollars is the absence of any kind of posted results. In 20 years, very, very little of this has been published. So these trials have been funded by taxpayer dollars, and the results are not being published. If you search the National Institute of the Health website, you will find no answers for this. Now, the few results that have been published are not surprising. You know, we don't really need to spend millions of dollars to learn that distance healing, you know, psychic healing, doesn't cure brain cancer or AIDS, that shark cartilage does not affect the survival rates of cancer patients, that vitamin E and selenium do not stop prostate cancer, that magnets are not useful for fibromyalgia or carpal tunnel syndrome, and coffee enemas combined with heavy vitamin supplements are unsafe. We don't really need millions of dollars spent because we already know this stuff. Yet, because we're being too polite, because we don't want to be closed-minded, we're spending, rather, let's say, we're wasting taxpayer money on programs like this. And this is because, again, we don't want to be closed-minded. So the right is stupid, and the left is too open-minded and is wasting money. The federal budget was proposed yesterday, and you know what the major portions of the budget are spent on? About half of the budget, and I'm talking about the entire country's budget, is spent on Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid. But a quarter of the budget is spent on defense, leaving about the rest of the budget, the other quarter, to be spent on everything else. So how far do we go, whether we're right or we're left? Good morning. That's what I say. It's Valentine's Day, 2012, and this is the news of the preceding week. It was posted by Ryan Liebenthal on the Harpers.org website. I'm simply sharing it with you, maybe with a little bit of commentary. Greece's parliament approved an austerity bill cutting 15,000 government jobs and reducing the minimum wage by 22% in exchange for $170 billion in bailout funds from the European Union and the IMF. The IMF, is that the Impossible Missions Force? Ha ha ha, I always make that joke. We must show that Greeks, when they are called on to choose between the bad and the worst, choose the bad to avoid the worst, said Finance Minister Evangelos Venizelos. More than 80,000 protesters marched in Athens on Sunday, some of them looting and vandalizing local stores. At least 34 buildings burned, including a Starbucks and an underground movie theater once used as a torture chamber by the Gestapo. This is worse than the 40s, said an elderly woman. This time the government is following the Germans' orders. While striking in Brussels against an increase in their retirement age, hundreds of firefighters broke through barricades outside the prime minister's office and soaked riot police in water and fire retardant. A man was arrested in The Hague after trying to throw a marijuana snowball over a prison wall, and Dutch ice skaters expressed hope that the extreme cold in Europe, which has killed more than 500 people, would allow them to hold the traditional 124-mile Elfstedentocht speed skating race for the first time in 15 years. Oh, here's another example of the intelligence of the right. Right-wing blogger Andrew Breitbart addressed Occupy DC demonstrators outside the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. "Behave yourself! Behave yourself! Learn to behave yourselves!" he screamed as police led him away. "Stop raping people! Stop raping people! Stop raping the people, you freaks! You filthy freaks! You filthy, filthy, raping, murdering freaks!" And since I want to show both sides, Bill Maher called the Occupy protesters a bunch of douchebags and said that he agrees with Newt Gingrich and they should get a job. But I think Bill should just go back and read a horoscope and pretend that he's saying something relevant. Al-Qaeda announced its support of anti-regime protesters in Syria. An anonymous hacked into the servers of the Syrian Ministry of Presidential Affairs, gaining access to staffers' email accounts. many of which had the password 12345. One leaked document detailed plans to bypass international sanctions by trading fertilizer with Iran. Fertilizer bombs, huh? While another listed talking points for President Bashar al-Assad's December 2011 interview with Barbara Walters. American psyche can be easily manipulated when they hear that there are mistakes done and now we are fixing it, the document stated, suggesting that Assad mentioned Wall Street protests and the way the demonstrators have been suppressed by policemen, police dogs, and beatings. Following complaints from Catholic officials, President Barack Obama amended a recently issued mandate requiring employers to provide free contraception to employees. Thanks to President Obama, said Southern Baptist minister and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, we are all Catholics now. Jerky comment. A woman claimed that John F. Kennedy took her virginity when she was a 19-year-old White House intern. And an Oklahoma state senator withdrew from an anti-abortion bill. I wonder what party she is. She withdrew from the bill her own proposed amendment, which wanted to ban ejaculation anywhere but a woman's vagina. Do you believe that? Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum toured a Minnesota sweater vest factory, won caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota, and a non-binding primary in Missouri, and said he opposed combat roles for female soldiers because of the emotions of men. Having men not focusing potentially on the mission instead of the natural instinct to protect someone that's a female. Again, I just shake my head in awe that these kind of idiotic statements are being made. Meanwhile, Dallas schoolgirls were excluded from a field trip to see Red Tails, a movie about the Tuskegee Airmen. Girls stayed at school, said a school board spokesman, but principals were given the option to show them Aquila and the Bee. Florence Green, the last known veteran of World War I, died at age 110 in England. Singer Whitney Houston died at age 48 in Los Angeles. She had about 7 good years, and I am already completely sick of being told that she was the greatest female singer of all time. Give me a break, folks. You ever hear Sarah Vaughan? You ever hear Ella Fitzgerald? Whitney had a nice voice, and she had a 7-year run. She hasn't done anything for 20 years. Yet, just like Michael Jackson, who died when he was 50, she's 48, they're saying that she's the greatest of all time. Where is critical judgment? Where is thinking anymore? I'm tired of it. 1,000 mourners in Illinois attended the funeral of Nello Ferrera, inventor of the Lemonhead and the atomic fireball, whatever they are. A Wisconsin company was reported to have granted a 4-year-old's Christmas wish for a $380 Persuade dual flush toilet. Huh? Mom, wouldn't that be great if I could have this? The boy said during a visit to the company's showroom. Could you imagine all of the things I could do? Well, I think you have 2 basic functions with a toilet. New York City hotels announced plans to issue panic buttons to their maids. I think that's about time. And British mathematicians used the Rapunzel number to solve the ponytail shape equation. We all have likely wondered about the fluffiness of hair, said Raymond Goldstein, Schlumberger professor of complex physical systems at the University of Cambridge. A federal appeals court overturned California's gay marriage ban. Real quickly, just because people vote, that doesn't mean that they can vote to be able to discriminate. Discrimination is illegal in this country. So just because the majority wants to keep discriminating, this is not just a democracy. It's called a republic for a reason. That was unconstitutional. A majority wants to discriminate legally? Gee, I wonder why that's found unconstitutional. The state legislatures of Washington and New Jersey passed same-sex marriage bills, and Uganda reintroduced an anti-gay measure, substituting life imprisonment for death. Following incidents in four other states, the notorious piggyback bandit was spotted in Minnesota, where officials feared he would again rub the necks of high school athletes and jump onto their backs. It's the creepiness of the behavior that alarms most people, said a North Dakota activities director. It's a little creepy. An official inquiry was ordered in Karnataka, India, after Laxman Savadi, the Minister for Cooperation, was caught viewing a lewd video clip with the Minister for Women and Children. Well, why should I resign? Asked Savadi before resigning. The video I watched was of a woman being raped by four people. It was not porn. Filmmakers raised money to release a movie about Osama bin Laden and an army of zombie terrorists. Oh, God. And we have, what, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter about to open, too? In the United Kingdom, Queen Elizabeth formally rededicated herself to England. Gardeners dug up a bed of blue centaurea growing in the shape of a swastika in Weston-super-Mare. And Swansea University administrators installed restroom posters instructing foreign students on proper toilet postures. The Newton Creek Sewage Treatment Plant in Brooklyn planned a Valentine's Day tour package, including gifts of Hershey's Kisses and views of its stainless steel digester eggs, which process millions of gallons of gas and sludge each day. Just imagine, said the plant superintendent, going home and saying, where did he take me on Valentine's Day? I went to see the digester eggs in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Thanks, Ryan Liebenthal. Thanks, Harpers.org. Thank you for listening to the Kill Radio News. I'm DJ Bennett, and you can listen to my music program, The Chill Room, every Friday night here on killradio.org at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. In the meantime, I will try to be back next week. Hope to see you.